unconditional love, metta. And at the beginning of the sits, it's really helpful sometimes to remember just that. It's not that quality of attention that picks and chooses which part of our experience is lovable and rejecting the other parts. As well as with others on this planet, humans, celestial, all the animal beings, it's like that is why the loving kindness is considered by the Buddha rare and hard. Also, just keeping in mind that when you feel connected with the metta, or you're able to come to a kind of stillness, quiet, with or without the phrases, that is really wonderful and important and part of the practice. We haven't made it happen. We've dropped into it. And even if we do that for a few seconds, it will be purifying. We will get to see the opposite or the near enemy, so that we really learn unconditional love. For all that appears. So knowing on a very simple level that we're sitting, walking, eating, practicing loving kindness. And knowing that the more difficult places will feel unlovable at times. When that happens, we need to go back to what's easy. So remembering that it can be helpful to start wherever it's easy for you. With an easy place or being, tasting, the connection, bathing in it. Then filling yourself up with it. Until it spills over. Or you naturally shift. In that wordless, concentric way around you. Or with the categories. Really bringing that gentle care gratitude for your body, mind, heart, ease of well-being, in the cells, in the space between the cells, all the sense doors. Every sound that appears is part of our body. Sight, smell, taste, touch. Remembering that our thoughts can receive loving kindness, or we can wish them well. Or abide in metta with them. Not believing them. They will just come and go by themselves in the background. Like the sound of the wind. And our emotions can receive metta, care. Or we can send them metta or care. We can abide in loving kindness with them. Not having to believe the thoughts about them. will come and go by themselves, just as they are. Taking the time, wherever you are, with a loving kindness. No need to hurry. Grounding with our bodies, if you find that helpful. With great care.